Welcome back here on KD Country 94 on the Sports Ticket. We have a special guest with us, Bryce Beisner, who has been named the 3A Boys Player of the Year by a couple media outlets this season and in high school basketball for his efforts on a Beloit Trojan team that finished third place in the state this year. They're in Class 3A as well. Bryce, first of all, thanks for taking some time to be with us. I know you're now into the spring sports, but always fun to take a look back at the season you had as an individual, but also as a team to go down and finish in third place as a team. Just take me through what it was like this season. You started off undefeated until you played a 6A school in the championship of the Orange and Black Classic, suffered your first loss there, obviously didn't get the big goal of a state championship, still brought home a trophy from state. What was the roller coaster ride like here in your senior year of Trojan basketball?
Yeah, this season was awesome. I mean, like you said, obviously a lot of success, starting off 10-0 before running into a Latham North out of Colby. Just a really good start to the year, kind of got some momentum going and was able to carry that into sub-state. Got the sub-state championship win, which was a little bit of a relief for us because we kind of put a little pressure on ourselves that this year we're going to get back to Hutch and do that for the community. So winning that sub-state championship was really big. And then first round of state, obviously we played Topeka Hayden, which was a draw that we weren't really sure about going into it. And once we kind of settled in that game, we were fine. And then the semifinals lost to Wellsville, which was pretty tough for us to handle, but really proud of how we turned around and then won the third place game against Southeast.
Take me just like inside your mind as you're preparing for that. You got to turn around the next day and play for third place. I know that we've heard from Coach Eilert about that and what it took to kind of turn around and understand that, hey, you can still go win another game with your buddies and have one last chance at it. But for you personally, what was that experience like for you?
Yeah, after the game, it was definitely tough walking back to the locker room, mm-hmm. knowing that the next day we weren't going to be playing in that late game with the chance to win the first state championship for Beloit. But honestly, all of us had a really short-term memory. And as soon as we were back on the bus on the way home, we were already talking about how we want to go out and at least hang a banner the next day.
Mm-hmm. So you did that. You got third place, beat Southeast of Saline for the third time this year. Before I kind of talk about your individual accolades, because you have been named the 3A State Player of the Year, you're on numerous All-State 3A first teams and top 15 teams around the state. But when you look at your time with this group of players and this, obviously, your senior class, you've been together for quite a while here. What did it take to get to the level that you got to, being ranked number one in the state at times this year and getting that third place trophy? What was the work like that had to be put in to get to that point?
Yeah, we worked super hard in practice every day. And the thing is, we just enjoyed being around each other. And having that bond with each other really allowed us to push each other without getting on each other's nerves. And being able to practice that hard every day and having the players that we do on our team and being able to have our varsity practice against the JV just like it's a game day was really huge.
We're talking with Bryce Beisner, the 3A Player of the Year from Sports in Kansas, also from the Wichita Eagle. You're on the first team for the Wichita Eagle Sports in Kansas, case you covered in 3A, and you're also on the top 15 for all of the state in the third team there for case you covered and also the Wichita Eagle. So obviously you've got a lot of accolades there and you've earned that, but when you get all those accolades, what does it mean to you to be kind of the face of that and understand that you have put in the work, but how does it feel to get those honors?
It felt great to receive those honors. I mean, I honestly would not be where I am today without the players that we have on our team pushing us every day in practice. It's so nice to be able to go to practice and have other bigs to compete with and just be able to prepare us for those big games.
Looking at your career again, you did this past year, you averaged 16.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2.5 blocks, 2.5 assists a game. Obviously you had the numbers and you crossed the 1,000-point mark. I wanted to talk to you about that because I haven't talked to you officially about that. I did call the dunk that you got 1,000 points on, but how special was it to do it like that and to obviously be on your home floor when you crossed that 1,000-point mark as well?
Yeah, it was great to be able to do it on our home floor. This year we had a lot like amazing crowds compared to my past 3 years, and that was really special to be able to do that in front of the community on our home court. And we had actually joked earlier in the day about being able to do it on a dunk, and it just happened to work out that way.
Take me individually what you've done for yourself to get to this point of where you were at and being able to become the 3A State Player of the Year. I know we've talked about what the team did, but what are some of the things that you put in as far as your personal efforts?
Yeah, the past 3 years I've done travel ball with SSA Hoops out of Manhattan, and being able to play a lot higher level competition at the tournaments against some D1 kids was really good, just to get me prepared for this season, and also just a lot of individual workouts, being able to come up to the gym and just shoot on the gun has been huge. So yeah.
What are the memories that you're going to take from your time as a Bullet Trojan basketball player?
Oh gosh, there's so many. Honestly, just the bus rides are so much fun. Being able to talk with the guys, and our time on the court was awesome, but the time we spent off the court with each other was amazing too.
And I think people are wondering out there, but what are your future plans? I know obviously you would have a chance to play basketball, but you might be going a different direction, right?
Yeah, next year I'm going to go to the University of Kansas and apply to the student manager program to hopefully get hired on as a volleyball manager.
There you go. Volleyball is another love for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Bryce Beiser. Bryce, I certainly thank you for taking some time to talk with me. I mean, I've been around you for a while when you were running the scoreboard at Lakeside Games when your dad was coaching over there, and it's been special to see you grow up and see where you're at right now. We certainly thank you for taking some time to talk about your journey. Congratulations on the accolades, and best of luck as you move into the future.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.